Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is what God told, tells us in His Word, that if we bless Israel, then we'll be blessed. But if we curse Israel, then we'll be cursed. Think about this. Jonathan Cahn is explaining what happened potentially to France, and why did this ISIS, this attack, come on France like it did? Was it just a dramatic, or the president of France declared this is war? I mean, think about that. And but right prior to that, France was pressuring the United Nations to be able to accept the Palestinian state. As a matter of fact, they were the leader in it. And this is what the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said. He said, listen, if this happens, we'll be threatened by radical Islamic terrorists. The very same thing that happened to Paris. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is the Jim Baker Show. This is Jonathan Cahn explaining this. Let's take a look.
Now, something else that we can't ignore, and this is not, I'm not saying here that this is a simplistic thing, that it's linked to the people who are victims, which we need to pray for, but there is a law that has to do with nations, governments, nations here that the Bible gives that is 4,000 years old, that has always come true, and that is that God said to Abram, I will bless those who bless you, I will curse those who curse you. So,
yes.
From the days of the pharaohs to the days of the United States of America, the covenant, the hand of God in this Abrahamic covenant has determined history, the rise and fall of nations. And basically, it's not just saying, if I bless Israel or bless the Jewish people, I'll be blessed. And if I curse, it's also saying reciprocity. In the way, whatever you do to Israel, whatever you do to the Jewish people, shall be done back to you. Now, here's the thing. Let me share something here. Israel is always dealing with Islamic terrorism every day. Oh, every day. Continuously. In the summer, there was a plan, a resolution in the United Nations, or a push for this, to vote into existence a state called Palestine. That would clearly be an anti-Israel motion. Israel said, not even getting into Palestine, which means the land of the Philistines, and saying that belongs to them, not the Jewish people. But it was an anti, but Israel said, this is not ready, or this is not the right thing, because this is going to put us in more danger with the terrorism that happens all here. So the chief sponsor, who sponsored this resolution to try to get Palestine in there, when Israel said this is going to hurt us with terrorism, it's putting our security in danger, who was the chief sponsor? It was France. France was the chief sponsor behind this whole push for Palestine.
Wow.
Which Israel said, you're going to put us in danger of Islamic terrorism.
What?
Now what happened to France?
Oh.
Now let me say something more. In September, when we're talking about the Shemitah, everything began. Violence suddenly erupted on the Temple Mount. This is the beginning of everything. There's uprising, violence in Israel we've had since then. When did it begin? It began on September 13th, the day of the Shemitah, the day which in Hebrew means the day of the shaking. That's when the Temple Mount was shaken. That's when Israel, and from that moment on, that's where all the violence, what we've just witnessed, that's all come from there. Now, when that was happening, that week, the president of the Palestinian Authority, Abbas, said, quote, the Al-Aqsa Mosque, he's talking about the Temple Mount, is ours, and they, speaking of the Jews, have no right to defile it with their filthy feet. This is the peace partner. He's sending this word out to all the Palestinians. We will not allow them to do so. We will not allow the Jewish people to be on the Temple Mount. We bless every drop of blood that has been spilt for Jerusalem, which is clean and pure blood, blood spilled for Allah. Every martyr will reach paradise. Everyone wounded will be rewarded by Allah. In other words, what he's saying is, the Temple Mount is ours. We need to take it back, and Allah will bless you for the violence. So he's calling on an uprising, and there's been an uprising in Israel, began on the day of the Shemitah, and all this happened. So now, in reaction to what's happening, in mid-October, this is only a month ago, I was here, another push began in the United Nations, that to put agents of the United Nations state on the Temple Mount. The United Nations would be overseeing the Temple Mount of God. Okay? And so to Israel, Netanyahu said, this is crazy to allow the United Nations to have the temple, to be on the Temple Mount, to oversee it, monitor that. The implication was that Israel was guilty, of course, you know, and the United Nations saying, we're going to go on the Temple Mount. Well, who was behind that push? France.
Wow.
France said in October, only one month ago,
wow,
the government said from Paris, is that we want the United Nations to be on the Temple Mount. You don't touch the Temple Mount.
No.
Israel deals with Islamic terrorism continuously. What happened to France? The Islamic terrorism that Israel deals with came to France.
Yeah.
Wow. And the UN push that France was had to do with Israel's capital, Jerusalem. Mm. What happened to France? Terrorism came to France's capital, Paris.
One month later.
So this whole thing, now listen, what just happened now, if you look at the Abrahamic covenant, what happened now goes back to when France, a month ago, says we are going to, we want the Temple Mount for the United Nations to oversee. Well, that was in response to what began when? On Elul 29, the day of the Shemitah, it all goes back to that day.
Oh, my land.
All of it. What happened now goes back to that. That goes back to Elul 29, the shaking, the day of the shaking, beginning of shaking, happens then.
Think about that. They were the pushing force to be able to support this Palestinian, Philistine, if you would, state in the heart of Israel. And look what's taking place. I mean, God specifically said, this: if you do this, which means this, by the way, when you stand up for Israel and you bless Israel, you can know you're going to be blessed. I mean, when you look at VFN TV, for example, I mean, we are constantly covering Israel, what's taking place. You heard speeches from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We financially support Israel. When you stand with VFN TV, you're standing with Israel, putting the word out. And I want to thank you for that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.